This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 3rd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll have a review of last night's gubernatorial debate in Decatur. Also, we'll get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. State Representative Naomi Jacobson says she applauds the call by House Speaker Mike Madigan and Governor Rob Blagojevich for a special session on extending the electricity rate freeze. The Urbana Democrat says with Ameren customers facing rate hikes of 40% to 55% next year, she hopes lawmakers pass something similar to House Bill 5766.
And I'm a co-sponsor of that, which would keep the current rate freeze in effect until 2010, giving more time for real competition to develop.
But Jacobson's Republican challenger in November opposes holding a special session. Rex Bradfield says it's the rate freeze itself that's kept competition from developing for household electricity, and he wants the freeze lifted as scheduled January 1st.
Why would you want to invest into making a plant when you know by law that the people that are going to buy it can't pay for it? So the competition is not going to develop until they stop the rate freezes and let the free market effects take place.
Meanwhile, Green Party House candidate Tom Abrams says the rate freeze should be lifted, but he says he opposes the reverse auction process used to determine the projected rate hike. He wants the State Commerce Commission to determine rates. A Champaign County Board Committee plans a special meeting next Wednesday to consider hiring a consultant to help stem the red ink at the county's nursing home. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Justice and Social Services Committee is holding the meeting to hear presentations from three nursing home consultants, each one explaining how they could help the Champaign County Nursing Home operate in the black. Some committee members are cool to the idea. Rantoul Republican Stan James told nursing home manager Andrew Buffenbarger Monday night that the consultants should wait until the new nursing home building is open.
I know that it may help, Andrew, but once you get into a new building, you're looking at a whole new aspect of operations, timeliness, how things are going, upkeep. You know, there's going to be a lot of other problems that you may not even be aware of yet.
But Buffenbarger said now, before the move-in, is the time to bring in someone who could help the nursing home find ways to save money and operate more efficiently.
I'm also optimistic that they can point out some new revenue streams for us that we haven't found in the past or find out how we can maximize some of the revenue streams we have.
Buffenbarger says the consultant's advice is needed because, barring some changes, the operating shortfall is likely to continue even after the nursing home moves into its new building. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The pilots of a small plane walked away from a crash at Decatur Airport yesterday. One suffered a broken ankle, the other wasn't injured. The Air Force trainer jet was conducting a landing exercise around noon when the crash happened, sparking a fire. Airport Director Gene Marcinkowski says the airport was closed down for about 2 hours, but didn't suffer any damage. The military will conduct an investigation. Law enforcement leaders in Piatt County say the racial disparities in local traffic stops can be attributed to where and when those stops occur. According to Illinois Department of Transportation statistics, the Piatt County Sheriff's Department and Monticello Police are among the top 10 police agencies with the greatest disparities between local minority population and the percentage of minorities in traffic stops. The Associated Press released a two-year analysis of those numbers. The study showed that Piatt County deputies pulled 90 minority drivers over during that time. The minority population there is just under 1%. But Piatt County Sheriff Robert Manent dismisses any notion that deputies are targeting certain drivers.
We've had some attorneys make mention of the fact that maybe we're stopping minorities more than we should. And my response has been that most of those stops occur at night, and an officer's unable to tell who's in a vehicle prior to the stop. And I just can't believe that there's any truth to that at all.
While Piatt County had the sixth highest disparity in the study, the Monticello Police Department finished second. 157 traffic stops in that city involved minorities. Police Chief John Miller in Monticello says the disparity has a lot to do with the number of those passing through between Champaign-Urbana and Decatur. A candidate for state treasurer says the state's college savings program needs to find a manager with lower fees and more investment choices. Democrat Alexi Janulius has called for an audit of the Bright Start savings program, a so-called 529 program for parents. Janulius is criticizing Bright Start's investment manager, whose contract runs out next March. He says it's putting too many investments into its own mutual funds while charging nearly double the management fees of other states' plans. Janulius also wants to see the state eliminate a penalty for parents who put their money in programs administered by other states.
I would like to see people investing in BrightStar because it's the best program out there, not because they'll get punished if they go elsewhere.
Still, Janulius says if BrightStar is a good program in tandem with another state-sponsored 529 savings program called College Illinois. While BrightStar lets parents save in a traditional way, College Illinois gives them a chance to prepay tuition at a guaranteed rate. Communities are responding better to domestic violence cases, but resources are running low. That's the assessment of the head of an agency dedicated to helping women who are victims of violence. A Woman's Fund is sponsoring a month of activities to help make people more aware of the problem's persistence. Tammy Tunnell worries that her organization and others may lose ground without funding for intervention and other services, though the picture is brighter today than it was when she began her career.
We knew about it, and people sometimes talked about it, but it was rare. And nowadays, I mean, we have cooperation with legislators and law enforcement and courts and, you know, all these systems that are in play really sit up and take notice. And that has been a huge step from when I first got involved.
Yesterday's activity was a silent march to Urbana's City Hall to memorialize the lives lost to domestic violence. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich and his Republican challenger Judy Bartapinka squared off in a debate last night in Decatur, the first time the two had been face-to-face since last spring. As Sean Crawford reports from Illinois Public Radio, the two wasted no time going on the attack.
If you've already seen TV ads from the Blagojevich and Topinka campaigns this year, you have a good sense of what took place on the campus of Millikan University. The candidates took aim at one another from the start. Topinka trails in most polls, so most experts expected she'd pounce on the steady flow of negative headlines about the governor and his administration. Topinka pointed out Blagojevich won election 4 years ago as a reformer, but now his administration is the focus of a federal probe into alleged political hiring.
When you have all of that, and you know, you have the Auditor General also questioning what's going on, I don't know that you've really done what you promised, and you did promise.
Blagojevich fired back. He argued Topinka gives out no-bid state contracts in the treasurer's office, even though she claims otherwise. He says more than 300 deals were given, some to Topinka campaign contributors.
So when she says and asserts that she doesn't do no-bid contracts, it is patently false and untrue. 300 no-bid contracts, $52 million worth of taxpayers' money. She's raised more than $270,000 from those contributors.
Topinka's campaign says the treasurer's office has no discretion over who gets those contracts, which involve handling state financial deposits. The debate had its more substantive moments, where both agreed the state should freeze electric rates for a longer period and put more money into ethanol production. Both promoted their plans to raise more money for schools. Blagojevich wants to sell the state's lottery to a private firm, while Topinka says a smarter move would be to auction off an unused casino license for the city of Chicago. Topics such as how to improve ethics laws, how to handle the rising costs of health care, and transportation needs never came up. Topinka remains far behind the governor when it comes to campaign cash, and that lack of money has kept her off the airwaves until recently. Blagojevich has been on TV for months. While that war chest has benefited him, Topinka says it was obtained at a cost. She accused Blagojevich of being elsewhere when the Honda Motor Company was looking for a site to build a new plant. The company instead chose Indiana.
Where were you? Fundraising, of course. Fundraising in Massachusetts, fundraising in New York, fundraising in Washington. You know, you can't get to Springfield. You can't live in the executive mansion. You can't be dealing with the legislature on a regular basis. But you can be in all of these surrounding states fundraising.
But like a boxer, Blagojevich avoided taking big hits and jabbed when he made sure to talk about accomplishments like expanding health care and access to preschool. He weaved to avoid negative issues like underfunding pensions for state workers, teachers, and university employees, and he even landed punches by repeatedly tying Topinka to former Governor George Ryan, who was recently convicted on corruption charges. It's been a central theme of his TV ads, and he continued to pour it on.
Treasurer Topinka was absent when Governor Ryan was running our state into the ground, and he had the most corrupt administration in our history. It's obvious what happened to Governor Ryan. Treasurer Topinka never lifted a finger, didn't say a word, was asleep at the switch, went along with it, and was fine with it. Now we come to town and we have that mess to clean up, and we've been cleaning it up.
While Green Party candidate for Governor Rich Whitney was excluded from the debate, he may have best summed up the evening when he remarked it reminded him of being on the set of the Jerry Springer Show. The back-and-forth mudslinging continued throughout the nearly hour-long event, often at the expense of information that would help voters make a more informed choice. It's only about a month before Election Day, and it remains unclear if any further debates will be held before then. I'm Sean Crawford.
There's some overnight thunder and lightning through parts of central Illinois, and northern Illinois will get the bulk of severe weather, possibly severe weather, this afternoon. The forecast from Mike Sola for today in central and southern Indiana, scattered thunderstorms early this morning, then partly sunny. In northern Illinois and Indiana, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Partial sunshine in central and southern Illinois, and highs today ranging from 80 in eastern Indiana to 94 in southwest Illinois. Tonight, in the north, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe. Elsewhere, partly cloudy and lows ranging from 56 in northern Illinois to 67 in southwest Illinois. For tomorrow, in northern and central sections, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the Chicago area and northern Indiana. In the south, partly sunny with a chance of scattered thunderstorms late in the day, and highs from only 65 in far northern Illinois and 86 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.